We are learning Maseches Horus, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis, where we started a brand new parak where it talks about the Kohen of Mashiach, that the Kohen of Mashiach is Kohen Gadol, who is Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha, that when he does Aveira, he brings a different type of Khatas than a regular person. A regular person brings a Kispa Asira, brings a sheep or a goat, a female. But the Kohen of Mashiach brings a par, and he also brings the par. It's a par that's on a Srafim, and it's also brought, the dam is brought into the Heichal. And the Mishnah also mechadesh to us that the Kohen Mashiach has to make a psak before he does the mistake. A usual person, he makes a mistake and he eats something, b'shoigeg, he brings a chatos. He eats chelev or dam, does the avera, b'shoigeg, he brings a chatos. But the Kohen Mashiach has to first make a psak. If he doesn't make a psak first, the loch is he brings no carbon at all. But it's like a psak, he learns with a sugi, makes a psak, it's a mistake, and then he eats it, that's the halacha. And the shaila is, what's the makar for that? Dr. Gemara, not immediately. How do we know that a Kohen Mashiach has to first make a psak and then do the Aveira in order to bring this carbon of the par? Now, before we see next Gemara, there's another parish in the Torah called the Ashenasi Yechta. Talk about a Melech. A Melech who does the Aveira is also different than a Yachid, but not so different. First of all, the Nasi, the Melech who does the Aveira, doesn't have to have a psak first. He just, if he makes the mistake. The difference is, he brings a sa'ir, he brings a zachar. But that zachar, that chatas, is brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, it's eaten. It's very similar to a chatas of a regular person. The only nafkamina is that it's a zachar, not an akeva. So we have, really, in the parasha of chatas, four different type of chatois. We have the par helm dovash al tzibur, that's the community par. We have the par koyem Mashiach, which is from the Kohen Gadol. We have the Nasi. The Nasi brings a Sa'ir, and then we have a regular citizen brings a Kispa Asira. So Zok the Gemara, how do we know that you have to have a Psak, that this Kohen Gadol is like a Psak before he does the Aveira? The Pasuk says, by Par Kohen Mashiach, in Kohen HaMashiach, Yechato, La'ashma Sa'om, V'ikav HaChatos, Shechot HaParam Bokav, Tom L'Hashem L'Chatos. It says, La'ashma Sa'om, Midarshin, he's like the Tzibar, Mashiach Ketzibar, and Mashiach is like a Tzibar that needs Dafka Psak first. Shiyachav, Eloi Dinu, you could have tied it like this. Tzibar on top of Zion Ralph, Tzibar Moitzu V'Chla Yachid, Tzibar is different than the Yachid, because it brings a power, and the Yachid brings a Kispa Sira, Mashiach Moitzu V'Chla Yachid, and the Mashiach is different than the Yachid. Ma Tzibar, Yachav, Melel, Hom, Dov, Mashiach, Maisa, you could have said like this, you didn't need a Pasuk maybe, make a Ma'amatzinu. Tzibar is different, it brings a power. Mashiach is different, it brings a power. Ma tzibur ein chayav me'el ha'helam dava v'mshigas ma'isa. Just like by tzibur, we need a helam dava to get v'mshigas ma'isa. You have to make a psak and then make a mistake. Then Klai Yisrael makes the mistake. Af Mashiach lo yechayav el ha'helam dava v'mshigas ma'isa. You can make pashtu ma'amatzinu because they're both different than the yachid. But then you would have said, oiklach ha'derach zu. You could have turned a different direction and said, Nasi mutzu v'chal yachid, a king has different din than a yachid. Like we said, it brings a zachar. Mashiach moves with Yachid, and Mashiach also is different than the Yachid, brings a power. Ma Nasi maybe Meshugas Maisa by Helm Dover, Meshugas Nasi brings Meshugas Maisa by Helm Dover, there's no Din Helm Dover by a Nasi. If Mashiach maybe Meshugas Maisa by Helm Dover, then maybe Mashiach also should bring a carbon power with the Meshugas Maisa by Helm Dover. So it's a little nearer there than me. See, what's a Mashiach more similar to? Is it more similar to the Tzibur or more similar to the Nasi? Nearly me, there with me. Tzibur a par, ve'im avi nashon tali. The tzibur brings a par, and also the halacha is that tzibur does not bring a asham tali, which means if the tzibur is not sure if they ate the chelev or not, there's no carbon of asham tali. Why not? Because in the parasha it says in the asham tali it says v'chipa lova kain al shigasai asher shogag. So dafka someone's tali in the shogeg, mashenkein tzibur is tali in Helam Dava and a Shegig. It's not enough Shegig alone. So he sees no parish of Asham Tali. It's one reason. And also, it says in the parish of Asham Tali, V'nefesh. So let's see who's more diverse. Tzibur b'par, v'aim v'vim Asham Tali. Tzibur brings the parish, bring Asham Tali. Mashiach also b'par, v'aim v'vim Asham Tali. Mashiach also brings the par and doesn't bring Asham Tali. So Tzibur and Mashiach are very similar. Now, we're just speaking out that Mashiach does not have Asham Tali. You have to know where you know that from, because the whole way you know it from, we just spoke out, is from the pasuk that says by Asher Tali is that those are things dafka for people who chayav on a shoygig, and tzibur is not chayav on a shoygig because he's helam dava. By Mashiach, we're not sure yet, so it's a little bit funny. This ain maybe Asher Tali because that's really Tali in the halacha of helam dava. We'll see the Gemara will ask the kasha soon, but the Gemara is trying to say who's Mashiach more daimed to? Is it more daimed to tzibur because both of them bring a par? And both of them don't have Eshem Tali. Go this direction. Nasi maybe siro, but avodas kachavim or maybe oshem vaday. The halacha is that we spoke out that a nasi and a koyim mashiach are different than rest of Klal Yisrael when it comes to a regular chatos on a chel of adam, right? The koyim mashiach brings a par, the nasi brings a sa'ir. But the truth is, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, even though there's a par helm davar shel tzibur on Avodah Zarah, which actually includes a par le'oila and a sa'ir lechatos, when it comes to a nasi and a kohen mashiach, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, they consider a regular citizen and they bring the same thing like everyone else. So eklach adarach zu, nasi maybe seir above his chavim, and nasi brings a seir when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Who may be oshem vaday and has a parash of oshem vaday, for example, for meila, for gezela. Umashiach may be Seirah by the Chavim, maybe Oshem Vaday. The same thing is, Kohen Mashiach has the parasha of Seirah by Avodah Zarah and has the parasha of Oshem Vaday. So then you'll say, Ma Nasi may be B'shigas Maisa, Mashiach may be B'shigas Maisa. So Lamaisa, it's maybe more doima to a Melech. So therefore, we wouldn't be able to know if Mashiach needs Helem Dover or not. Because on one hand, it's similar to the Tzibra, on the other hand, similar to the Nasi. So which direction should we turn?
What does
Klal Yisrael bring
by
Klal Yisrael brings, I just spoke out, a par la'oilo and a so'ir lechatas, and it's a sarah panimi. That's Klal Yisrael by Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, there's din of the tzibur's par is by regular chel of adam. By Avodah Zarah, they bring a par and a so'ir. But the difference is here now, Kohen Mashiach and Nasi become a regular citizen when it comes to Avodah Zarah. So now, which way is Kohen Mashiach more daimer to? Is it daimer to a Nasi? Or daimer to, they're both different, but is daimer to Nasi or daimer to Tzibur? So we're not so posh daimer to the Tzibur. So how do we know this Helam Davar? Tam Eloi Manet, we need a Pasuk Lashmasam. The Pasuk Lashmasam that teaches us that it's similar to Ashmasam. Harei Mashiach ke Tzibur. Ma Tzibur, ain't maybe El Helam Davar Meshugas Maisa. Just like the Tzibur doesn't bring a carbon. Unless it's Helam Davar Meshugas Maisa, Mashiach, ain't maybe El Helam Davar Meshugas Maisa. And okay, so let's now. Mamish like the arm. So Mordechai says maybe if you like the arm, Ema, Matzi b'hoi ravasu achra v'arasa. Just like where Tzibur when Bezdin makes a psak and he didn't do it after his ayra, Chayav v'mat Mashiach k'shoi ravasu achra v'arasa. Maybe be mechayiv Klal Yisrael when they copy and they do the halacha that the Kohen Gadol did. Maybe he should be chayiv also just from Klal Yisrael's ma'isa. Af Mashiach shoyer vasa achav vasa yechay. Tamalim avik vachatosa shachato. Al mashachato maybe he brings a carbon on what his chait is. Vein maybe al mashachato chay. He doesn't bring on the chait of other people. So it's miyut in the pasuk. We're betzem. He's like ashmasam, and that's how we know he needs halam dava. Omamar said in this brayso when comparing koyim Mashiach to tzibur, it says Omar Mashiach b'parav ein maybe oshem talu, and that's it's like the tzibur. Minole, how do you know that maybe Oshem Tali? How do you know that a Mashiach does not bring an Oshem Tali when he's not sure if he ate Chelav or Chelav or not? The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, by a parish of Oshem Tali, V'chiper olov ha-koin al-shigosai ha-shishogai. It says, he brings a carbon on the shogai that he did. So we darshan, mishachatosai v'shigosai shava. Only someone who is all Tali in shogai. Yotza Mashiach she'ein shigosai v'chatosai shava. The chsiv lashmasam, harei Mashiach ketzibur, harei Mashiach ketzibur. That since there's no regular din shoygeg by the kohen Mashiach, therefore there's no din Oshem Tali, because Oshem Tali is only by someone that's chayev everything by shigas maisa. But we know a kohen Mashiach, we learned that from lashmasam, that it's Tali in also helam davar. So therefore, it's out of the parish of Oshem Tali, which is dafka of people who have only shoygeg. So the Gemara asks, how did a Braisa use that as one of the similarities? We didn't know Lash V'Sa'am yet. Lash V'Sa'am, Ad Kan Lekamalei. We didn't know Lash V'Sa'am yet. So the Gemara, you're right. Ela Oshem K'din Asma. The Gemara before was comparing the two. The Gemara just meant to say that the Koyim Mashiach is similar to Tzibra by both being a par, both being a bull. But that it's Enim Eivashim Tali, you're right. It was not. We didn't know this yet. Until you know, the Pasuk of Lash V'Sa'am teach us that you need Helam Davar. So the bottom line is, if you need a quick recap of what we just learned that a Kohen Mashiach only is chayiv his chatos, which is parham dov shetzibra on chelav and dam, only if he makes a psak and does the maisa. That's what comes out. How do we know? Because it's last v'sa'am. But there's still a difference between him and the tzibur. The difference between him and the tzibur is by Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, the tzibur brings a par and a sar. By the Mekayim Mashiach, he brings the same thing like the regular Yochel, which is a Se'ira, which is a goat, a female goat, or a Keva goat. And a Nasi, the din is, he always brings a regular carbon. The Nafkamina is that when it's a Chel of Adam, he brings a Sa'ir, he brings a Zachar. When it comes to a Yvarizor, he brings the same thing like every single citizen. And he actually brings an awesome Tali as well, a Nasi. Why? Because a Nasi does not have a din of Helam Dava. Zokta Mishnah, new Mishnah. Our Mishnah is in Mechadish that if Bezdin and the Koyim Mashiach make the same psak, let's say that Chelev is Mutter, and they eat Chelev, and Tzibur eats Chelev, the Par Helm Dovah Shel Tzibur will include the Koyim Mashiach. But if the Koyim Mashiach makes a psak on Dam, and Bezdin makes a psak on Chelev, so then he brings his own carbon. That's the chiddush of Biyavah Mishnah. Hayru fnei atzmai v'os fnei atzmai mischap alo fnei atzmai. Rashi speaks out the chiddush is that even though at the same time Bezdin made a psak on a chiyuv karas as well, let's say he made a psak on dam and they made a psak on chelev, so then the halach is he still brings his own par koyin mashiach. But hayru matzibur made the same psak as a tzibur v'os matzibur mischap alo matzibur. He's mischaper with the carbon of a tzibur. So according to Rashi, the next words are a reason. She'ein bez dechayovim achi yoyru levatel miksas l'kayim miksas. V'chein ha-Mashiach. The Mishnah means to say is that bez din ha-Mashiach are very similar. Because they're both only chayiv when they make a psak on part of a halacha. Not the entire din. It's a detail of the mitzvah, not the entire mitzvah. And Mashiach has the same halacha. And therefore they're so similar, so one carbon will take care of both. But lo yivavis chayim achi yoyru levatel miksas l'kayim miksas. The same thing are also that there's no, it's not called a psak unless it's a mixas of the halacha, a detail, not entire mitzvah. So that's what Rashi learns. She'ein bez chayom is a reason. The problem is the Gemara is going to start off right away. How do we know that one carbon suffices for both of them? And the Gemara brings a drasha. So Frank the Tosfos is a drasha. If it's a drasha, so how can you say the Mishnah saying a reason? It's a drasha. And what do we know really? The Mishnah says the reason. Therefore, Tosfos Rosh learns it's a new part of the Mishnah. Adav fnei atzmai. By the way, the halacha that Kari Mashiach needs helam davar, it also has the same halacha. There has to be hayru levatel mixas l'kayim mixas. It has to be the same halacha as Bezdin. That's the Mishnah saying. It's a new thing, a new discussion in the Mishnah according to the Tosfos Rosh. So nothing more about it. No, really. How do we know that one carbon will suffice for both the tzibur and the Kohen Mashiach when it's the same Aveira at least? No, I'm really talking about the Braisa. Hore matzibur, also matzibur. If you made a psak, that chelev is muta with the tzibur and he did it with the tzibur, yochel, yovi par la'atzmoy. You would think maybe he brings his own power, Kohen Mashiach. V'dinu. And we can make a limut. Nasi mutsu v'chal yachid. Nasi is different than the yachid. U'mashiach mutsu v'chal yachid. And Mashiach is different than the yachid, right? They're both different. They both have different din. Nasi brings a zachar, and Mashiach brings a par. Ma nasi chata fnei atzmoy mifnei atzmoy, chata metzim eschapel ha metzibur. Just like by nasi, that's pashit. If the nasi does the aveira himself, he brings a sayer. But if he does it together with the tzibur, he's meschapel loy im ha-tzibur. And why is that so pashit by a nasi? The reason is because since he has a din of no din of helam davar, so therefore, obviously, if he does it together with the helam dava of Klal Yisrael, he brings the carbon with Klal Yisrael because his din is dafka b'shugas ma'aseh by itself. He's like a regular yachid; he just has a different carbon. So therefore, maybe a Mashiach is like a nasi, and that's how we know that he's part of Klal Yisrael's carbon. But Amar says no, nasi is clearly different than a kohen Mashiach. A nasi, at least, you find that he's combined with the tzibur when it comes to Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur, they bring a carbon for Gans Klal Yisrael, the Melech is included in that. Time Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, we know, has his own carbon. He has his own carbon in Yom Kippur. He doesn't go with the Klal Yisrael's carbon. So maybe when he does a aveira of chelev together with Klai Yisrael, maybe he brings his own carbon. Yochel yovi par la'atzmai tam alayim. The pasuk says al chatosoy asher chato, that the Kohen Mashiach brings a carbon on the chatos on the aveira that he did. It's mashma he did it himself on an island. Okay, tzad chot pri atzmai mifri atzmai chotem atzibur meschap alayim atzibur. He's meschapa with the tzibur. So Akapanim, that is the drasha of the Gemara, how we know that when he does the same Aveira as the Tzibur, he is included in the Tzibur. Now, this is Tosh Rosh Kasha, that if the Mishnah was saying a reason, that because they're similar, as they go together, the Gemara says a different reason. Therefore, Tosh Rosh learned that the words in the Mishnah, same as the Chayovah, actually, you're about to mix the Chayim mix, this is a new thing. So, how is it possible, what's the case, where the Kohen Gadol makes a psak by himself, and not with the Bezdin? Hey, Kedami. We know, we learned the Locha before, in the Gemara, and it's really a Mishnah, we learned before, that Bezdin HaGadol has to make the psak for Par Helm Dov Shot Tzibur, Bezdin HaGadol has to make the psak that Chelov is Motah. Not only that, you have to have, the entire roster has to be there. And not only that, if there's a Mufla, there's someone who's a big Talmud Chacham, and he's not there, you don't count it. So the biggest Talmud Chacham has to be at the Bezdin. So now the question like this, hey Chidomi, what's the case that the Kohen Gadol is making the Psak? Elim the Mufla, Heinei Mufla, if he's the Mufla, and they're not the Mufla, Pshita, the Mischap Eloi, Befnei Atzmai, why? He Rod Elohim, Eloi Klum. If he's the Mufla, and he makes a Psak for himself, and Bezdin's sitting there without the Mufla making a Psak for themself, Bezdin doesn't even count, because Bezdin is not even a Psak. So of course he brings a Karman Fnei Atzmai. They don't bring a Karman at all, the Tzibra in such a case. Every Yachal will bring their own Kispa and Seira in this case. Every Yachal will bring their own Kispa and Seira. You know why? Because he didn't have Bezdin. Ubayasu Kispa and Seira. Kol Chavachal. Every person makes their own Kispa and Seira. Why? Because they didn't have Ayra. They were missing the Mufla. He's the Mufla. V'id in the Mufla. If they are the Mufla, and he's not Shabik Tavach, we're in the Mufla. Amayim Mustafa Fnei Atzmai. Ha'ra Deila Klumu. His Ayra is nothing. Then his Ayra is nothing. Because if he's not a Mufla, so what kind of psak is that? Let him go ask. The people will know. So that's not called a psak. A psak means it's to mean he's the thing. So Gemara answers, Amara Papa, tap on base. Amara Papa, going to tell you muflin shneim. The case was they were both mufla. They were evenly mufla, and therefore everything is fine. Bez doesn't need him because they're just mufla as him, and he doesn't need Bez because he's just mufla as them. The Mashal actually asks that I could have answered different tarot. You could have said that he was the mufla, and he sat in Bezdin when Bezdin made the psak. And in Paschi Chela's Mutta. Then he made a Pesach for himself, the Dam is Mutta. What's the problem? He was the Mufla and he sat part of that Bezdin. What's the big deal?
It's different
Averis. What? Two different Averis, that's what I'm talking about. And even saying, what's the case that they bring it together? And we weren't asking that case, probably. We're asking a case that even on two Averis. We're asking on two Averis. One Averis, the Taka bring one carbon. The Taka bring one carbon if it's one Averis. We ask the case on two Averis. We're asking like this. By two Averis, what's the case? If he's the Mufla, so Bezdin's psak on dam doesn't work. What's the have meaning that he shouldn't bring his own thing on dam? Their chelev wasn't a psak, and if they're the mufla, his psak on dam is nothing. That was the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara's teretz is
not same avera.
The same avera, Itaka bring one carbon. Itaka bring one carbon, so Itaka could be together. So actually, the Karni Eim answer is similar teretz. You're about to speak on in a second, but the kasha is that maybe the case was that. That he was part of that Bezdin. What's the problem? Zot the Karen Reim, since that would be the case, so what would be the Chiddush of the same Averi bring one carbon? His mom is part of the Pshat. That's the way the Karen Reim, right, Aim answers this terrorist. If that was the Pshat, then the other part of the Mishnah of all Chalev wouldn't be a Chiddush. That's the way he says it. That's my Shah's Kash over here that he asks over here. So my bottom line is, they were both Mufla, and that's how each one can make their own Pshat because they were both Mufla.